Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now, and we can report from where we sit in Boston. It is snowing. You may have heard a storm is bearing down on New England. It could dump up to 3 feet of snow and unleash 75-mile-an-hour winds. This East Coast navel-gazing can be annoying to other parts of the country, but this time it's warranted. This storm is being felt everywhere. Nearly 4,000 flights have been canceled. And if you're trying to do business with East Coast hubs, forget about it. The governors of New York, Connecticut, New Jersey, and Massachusetts have asked all non-essential workers to stay home. And if you are here and you haven't shopped yet, forget about that too. Here's Diego Gilarte shopping in Boston.
No comida, no food. There's nothing over here. Bread, chicken, we don't have nothing. Everything's empty.
We saw a policeman this morning at a Trader Joe's handing out the bread one loaf at a time so people wouldn't hoard. For the latest on the storm, we turn again to Louis Uccellini. He's now director of the National Weather Service. Louis, we have to say congratulations because apparently this was announced after our interview yesterday. So,
yes, it was.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And you've also written two books on storms in the Northeast. You are, as we've said, the go-to guy. Where is this storm now? You know, what are people seeing?
Well, the storm is rapidly developing off the Carolina-Virginia coast and moving to the north. As predicted, it's one of these storms that's actually existed in numerical model forecast for the past 7 days and now is actually happening, and it's moving up the east coast and towards southeast New England.
Tell us about the snow. Yesterday we were talking about 2 feet, today three. Is that the fish that gets bigger while you fish, or are you really seeing something in your models?
Well, the models have been pointing towards the potential for a major snow event for southeast New England. And most recent model forecasts are certainly pointing that way. And you can see this in the satellite shield and the radar data now coming in is showing heavy precipitation associated with this storm. So as it moves to the north and it's encountering the colder air that's been established over New York, New England area, this will be a snow event, a major snow event. And depending on the exact track, and how fast this moves through the area, we're looking at snowfall amounts of 2 feet and approaching the 30-inch mark as something that's very likely over a large area.
You said Connecticut
through Massachusetts and in that area.
And you said southeast New England, which that sort of is. And a lot of people along the coast just below Boston, are very nervous about this because some of them have, a bay. They're along a bay. We're going to hear more about this later in the program. But they're worried about these winds. Talk about the winds, which have the possibility of pushing up the water.
Yes. Yeah, so given, and this is a very important point, which makes this a particularly dangerous storm, the rapid intensification will lead to very strong winds, and we're looking at the potential of wind gusts approaching or exceeding hurricane force in areas along the Massachusetts coast, Cape Cod, towards Rhode Island, Nantucket, Martha's Vineyard, and eastern Long Island. So very strong winds as the storm rapidly deepens and moves up towards New England, and not only with the winds along the coast, we're looking at very high waves of 15, 20, maybe even exceeding 20 feet right on the coast, and very dangerous waves immediately off the coast. There's no time to be out there on a boat.
Yeah. We're going to talk to somebody in a short town later in the program. But yesterday you told us, Louis Uccellini, that this was something to be taken seriously. It may be in the top 10, maybe in the top 5 of the storms to hit this area. You stick with that today?
Yes. It's always dangerous making comparison with storms until they've actually, hit you and moved on and you can do the assessments. But clearly, this storm has the potential of ranking in the, given the snowfall amounts being predicted for Massachusetts, especially around the Boston area, of ranking right up there in the top 5 to top 10, tracing all the way back through the last century. So from a snowfall point of view and from a very strong wind point of view, these are going to combine to make for a very dangerous storm situation there.
Take it seriously. Louis Uccellini, incoming director of the National Weather Service, author of Snowstorms Along the Northeastern Coast of the United States, 1955 to 1985. There will be another book in this one, we think. Louis, thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.